Manager Casey Dill of the Palm Springs Power getting set now. Refresh my memory, this is your fourth California Winter League season now?
This is my fourth California Winter League season.
In your fourth California Winter League season, now obviously the idea is to get guys to the next level or continue their professional careers. Four players on your team signed with the Southern Illinois Miners. How much does that mean to you to know that you helped get guys to the next level?
Well, it's not just helping get guys to the next level. It's also finding the right guys that are gonna help us win baseball games. And the scouting process for us began all the way back in September. And we've been following the four particular guys that we've signed for several months now. They've come to a couple of our tryouts. We've had a chance to talk to their college coaches and some other scouts that know who they are. So gathering as much information as we can on the guys. And then once we saw how they stacked up against some of the competition out here, we felt very confident in the guys that we were signing.
So it's really interesting the way the CWL is kind of laid out. You have guys that you want to play to get a look, to get them reps, but at the same time, you'd like to see them win as well. How hard is it for you as a manager to keep that competitive balance while also giving guys a fair shot?
Yeah, it absolutely is a balancing act, because everybody here is here to showcase their skills. So everybody needs to play, everybody needs to see the field. That's priority number one. Priority number two is we're trying to win games. So everybody's got to do their part. If a few guys on the team aren't doing their job or aren't carrying the load, we're not going to win baseball games. The best guy's got to be, just as productive as our lowest guy. And, we've had moments early in the league where that hasn't been the case, but we're going to keep running the same guys out there and keep developing and hope that they can get it together.
What kind of relationships do you have with the coaches around the various independent landscapes and professional landscapes here at the CWL?
I mean, it's kind of like a fraternity. Everybody's friends with everybody. We talk about everybody that's here consistently, what we see, what we don't see, who's doing good, who's doing bad, and everything in between. So it's an open line of communication amongst all coaches. We are competing for some of the same players, but also every team has different needs. While I might be looking for a shortstop, Windy City might be looking for a center fielder. And so we're not competing with each other in those specific positions. So we're helping each other out, and we're also competing against each other for some of the same players at the same time. But every coach, every manager, every scout here is a professional. And above all, we work together to make sure the players are being put in the best spot possible.
Now you have, and this will be the last one for you, Casey, I appreciate your time. You have scouting experience, a part of the Atlanta Braves organization, a part of the Southern Illinois Miners organization. Now in your fourth California Winter League season, has anything changed in your way you're approaching things since you have some experience in this league now?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. When I first came into the league in 2012, very young, very new to professional baseball. I was the youngest manager in professional baseball that year, so very inexperienced. It was a complete learning experience for me. I had to learn from other coaches and other managers that year how things worked around here, how we worked together to get the players scouted and recruited, how we worked together on information, and just the friendship and bond that we all have away from the field. So the first year was a big learning curve. As I come out here now, one of the more experienced guys, it's a lot easier. I'm able to focus more of my attention on scouting players and not have to worry so much just about how things operate.
Manager Casey Dill of the Palm Springs Power, thank you for your time.
Thank you.